The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF, little buddy.
Woohoo! Crudy, good to see you, man. Happy Friday. Rich on the board, always. Of course, our audience, man, we made it, baby.
That was a unconvincing woohoo. Remember, Nate used to go, woo-woo.
Woo-woo?
Just a very nonplussed sort of woo-woo. I don't believe you.
Come on, man.
It's a political party up in here, Dom, and I'm the one that just got the bad news via email. I did share it with you.
What?
Check your text.
Okay, I got it.
Regret to notify you that I have been approved for Trump's visit to Waukesha on Wednesday.
Oh, you're credentialed media, finally, after all the rejections from the Trump campaign over the course of the last several months, you have finally made the list. Congratulations.
Let me go to the Treasure Island Casino in Las Vegas the night of the caucus, and they wouldn't let me in the victory party on the second floor next to the wedding chapel, Dom, in a room that probably seated 300.
Ooh.
And I was also not allowed to attend a Trump-centric event in Newton, Iowa, Dom. I was down there for the presidential debate. And you remember, Trump didn't do any presidential debates, but he would sort of counter-program the GOP primary debates. So I was in Des Moines, and I was not allowed to attend the Trump event. He dropped just outside of town in Newton, Iowa. So anyways, that was a wasted trip to Des Moines. Not that any trip to Des Moines, Iowa was ever wasted. But I've been credentialed, which leaves us in a quandary because now I feel sort of obligated. I mean, if the man's going to come
you're not
here
obligated.
On his
no,
day
you're
off not obligated. As a defendant in the court of law.
He's very busy.
Well, this Wednesday, he chose to go golfing. Need a little relaxation time. But next Wednesday, Trump is on the campaign trail, 2 o'clock Central Time. Trump's supposed to speak at the Waukesha County Expo Center, Dom. We saw Romney there. How could he possibly top that moment in history? Oh,
it's going to be tough, but I'm sure he'll try. So, of course, we have a 3 o'clock show, man. So you're going to try to swing by and, you know, get a feel? Like, what are you thinking here?
Well, I'll have to coordinate with the powers that be, and just for the record, that ain't me. I'm not the powers that be.
That ain't me.
But in that I am credentialed media, I will get up early-ish. I will traverse down to Waukesha. And the most important part, I would say, Dom, is the meeting and the greeting of the MAGA Trump supportive. And, you know, having conversations about them. Hey, have you been following the trials in New York? How about the Supreme Court arguments? What if your candidate tried to, you know, have a coup? Should he have immunity from that? I mean, so many questions, Dom.
So many questions.
Do you ever read the National Enquirer? Did you believe when it said that Ted Cruz's dad was part of assassinating JFK? Trump sure wanted you to. And David Pecker and others. And, of course, the Stormy Daniels. We're all disappointed we didn't get to read about that in the National Enquirer, Dom. Even David Pecker, my understanding, in the case, in the hush money case, said the porn star, let me restate, you got to draw a small distinction between porn star and playmate. The playmate, Karen McDougal, who got $150,000, alleged a sexual affair with the former president of over a year.
Long-term sexual affair. Over a year. Yeah, not just a one and done. Stormy Daniels was.
Not just a Shark Week special. But Pecker said effectively to have published that article for the National Enquirer, because they paid $150,000 to catch and kill that article. But do you know what the financial upside could have been? I mean, as he described it, it would have been gold, Jerry. David Pecker said to publish that story about Donald Trump, the front runner, the Republican nominee, immediately before the election. And he also said, if we didn't buy that story, somebody else would have. Meaning that information would come to light. So, Donald Trump.
So he turned down a financial payday, right? In an effort to influence the election at the request.
David Pecker did
at the request of Donald Trump for the catch and kills.
Well, that's why Trump has been so complimentary of this witness for the prosecution, Dom, because I think there's probably a few more stories back in the vaults, if you know what I'm saying.
I would not be surprised. You know, I'm wondering if the mega faithful that will show up will have any, I don't know, what their opinion would be on their guy orchestrating a catch and kill, playing defense on those kinds of stories to inform the electorate about who they're actually voting for, and at the same time planting false stories, real fake news, to go after his political rivals like Ted Cruz in the very same newspaper magazine.
Do you think
they have any irony, hypocrisy would shine upon them as they try to figure out whether or not that's okay or not? I'm really curious to know what the MAGA folks would think about that.
I can speak on behalf of the MAGA, and I'll perhaps ask this question of a few of the MAGA supportive at the Trump rally in Waukesha on Wednesday, Dom. They will admire him more for this. Because every single dude at the Trump rally that ever got caught cheating on his wife or knew he should have been caught cheating on a wife or a girlfriend or whatever will admire, A, the fact that this guy could score a playmate, and B, the fact that he had the good sense to pay her off and, you know, not let it wreck his marriage, because this guy's getting pretty sick of paying child support.
Wreck his marriage or wreck his campaign. And again, Donald Trump literally knowing that this story was out there, because I believe Pecker and Cohen were, there was a discussion or something to be said about the Ted Cruz story, you know, his father being involved with JFK and the murder and so forth and that whole thing. Donald Trump literally referenced that piece in public and talked about Ted Cruz. I mean, the guy planted a story. Essentially, the guy planned a story. He knew the conspiracy to catch and kill his stories, and he knew that Pecker was putting out this BS for Donald Trump against his political rivals. I mean, these are the exact situations and scenarios that Donald Trump projects and blames upon the actual real media, the real Fourth Estate, calls them, you know, fake news. Well, Donald Trump, as usual, would know something about fake news because he has been engaging in it for a very long time.
Just as we've been speaking, mostly you were doing the talking, as I was inadvertently deleting the credentials to the Trump event on Wednesday, and then I had to move them back into a different mailbox. I'm very boomerish when it comes to the tech, sometimes at my own detriment. Although that could have made my Wednesday a little bit better. Damn, there was...
You don't have to. Just saying. Just because you got to prove finally, you don't have to actually go.
Why would, you know, I understand that you've got conflicting business to attend to, Dom. But what the hell do I have better to do than go and ridicule some MAGA supportive people to their faces and very, you know, I'm going to be earnest and sincere when I ask them the questions and just a little tinge of dimple.
Smile gets you everything.
I'm going to ask them right to their face. I'm going to wear a red badger hat because they'll see the red they'll instantly be fooled that I'm mega supportive. And I'll tell them I'm on the radio. Oh, what do? Political talk. They'll just assume I'm on Team Right, because that's all that existed until now, till the greatest radio show ever, right? They don't know about us, not most of them. But Dom, there was some news of note today on the political front. And I got to tell you, this is also a little bit of a grievance. Joe Biden went on a radio program without us today, Dom.
What? Come on, Uncle Joe. What are you doing?
Some lesser known New York Sirius XM guy. Stern? Howard? Someone?
Stern something, yes. Is that his first or last name? I'm not sure.
I'm very confused. I think it's Howard Stern. So,
oh, it's not Stern Howard? Okay.
Something about private parts. But anyways, Joe Biden, with very little forenotice, went on the Sirius XM today, went on the Howard Stern show, and said, I will debate you, Trump. And there had been some question about whether or not he was going to be willing to. And Trump immediately, during a court break, responded, let's do it tonight. I'll wait around. You know, this guy's had a boring week. A little bit of the coverage from the Raw story. President Joe Biden agreed to debate Donald Trump before November's election, and the Republican presumptive nominee responded with bluster about going head-to-head right away. Let's do it. Do it today. The president had previously set conditions on debating his GOP challenger based on his behavior. But Biden said Friday that he intended at some point to debate Trump, who suggested they face off Friday evening at the courthouse, where he's currently standing trial on felony charges of falsifying business records. Here's from the Truthy Socials, Dom. Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate! Exclamation point. Very excited. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place. An old expression used by fighters. I love that he explains.
Thank you for the clarity, Mr. Trump.
I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he's in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. Now, Biden and Trump were both in New York City Friday, where the president took part on an interview with SiriusXM's Howard Stern, whoever that is. Trump, of course, in court, Dom. Here's the end. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, though he probably doesn't know it. And so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as an election interference against a political opponent and continuing witch hunt, all caps, that whole line. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. More devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Back from the 420 break, join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Apparently, the president, Joe Biden, going on Howard Stern, Sirius XM, laying down the gloves, man, telling Trump he will debate. Fox News, though, Crudy, they don't think it'll happen because, quote, it will probably be a Nancy Kerrigan situation. Well, right as Trump's walking out, they like snip the mic. Oh, no, we tried. We showed up. It was a flat tire. Fox News host went on to say that she was sure someone would sabotage the debate. And if it doesn't get sabotaged, Crudy, of course, Donald Trump will win.
Dom, a WMDX texter says Biden should show up with cameras and film himself looking for Trump, who's nowhere to be found. Well, he'll be somewhere, probably at a McDonald's getting a Big Mac at the drive-thru. Here's another one. Cam from Nina says, what a stupid career Pecker has. Like, I actually want to bully him.
Hey, if you can get paid, I guess, you know, I don't know how the guy isn't found liable for defamation.
You know what More I mean? Often, you mean, because, of course, the National Enquirer, I think, famously paid out a big amount to Carol Burnett once upon a time. So it's not, you know, like there's never been a precedent there. Dom, here's a story that should be on the front page of the Enquirer. Kristi Noem, and she is the governor of South Dakota, but she's often mentioned as a vice presidential candidate of Donald Trump's. Why? Mostly because she's pretty. Other than that, I don't see what would qualify her, Dom. But I would say she may be.
She is a governor of a state. I mean, that's
a state nobody's position. Ever been to or heard of. South Dakota, I mean.
People have heard of South Dakota, Crudy. Come on now. And she is a governor. Come on now. People elected her. I mean, So was
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Yeah, I read all the books.
Well, let me tell you a little story about Kristi Noem, and here's why. She will never be your vice president. The headline at the Raw story, and I got to tell you, this is a little upsetting, a little troubling. She writes, "I hated that dog," and she recalls gunning down the family's worthless pup. She killed her dog. And she told about it in a book she wrote on herself, Dom. South Dakota, which no one's ever heard of, Governor Kristi Noem, a front runner to be named as Donald Trump's running mate, admitted to killing her family dog for misbehavior. Now, you know I got an awfully bad dog, Dom. If that was a precursor, Barkley would have been taken out to the quarry long ago. Let me get this story in. The Republican governor wrote in her forthcoming memoir, and listen to the name of this book, Dom. No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. Well, you're part of what's wrong, and this story is a keen example. Dom, she writes that the female dog Cricket had an aggressive personality and proved herself untrainable, according to excerpts from the book published by The Guardian. I hated that dog, Noem wrote, adding that the 14-month-old wire hair pointer was dangerous to anyone she came into contact with and less than worthless as a hunting dog. Well, couldn't you just put her in the basket on top of the car? That's what Mitt Romney did. The governor said she included the story in her political memoir to demonstrate her willingness to take on difficult, messy, and ugly tasks. Wow.
Kristi Noem's wow.
And she described
dog murder enterprise.
Dom, she described an attempt to teach Cricket to hunt with other dogs, but instead the pup ruined the trip by going out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds, and having the time of her life.
Oh, heaven forbid the animal have fun.
Noem unsuccessfully attempted to bring Cricket under control using an electric collar. But she said the dog escaped her truck as she stopped to talk to a local family on the way home and attacked that family's chickens. Now she writes, Cricket grabbed one chicken at a time, crunching it to death with one bite, then dropping it to attack another. She said, comparing the dog to a trained assassin.
Well, that kind of contradicts the hunting part. I mean, apparently Cricket's great at killing the chickens.
Dom, she whipped around to bite me, Noem wrote, adding the Cricket was the picture of pure joy throughout the incident. At that moment, Noem wrote, I realized I had to put her down. Noem said
there will
she
be no joy in South Dakota.
Well, actually, she seems just fine with it. Noem said she retrieved her gun and led Cricket to a gravel pit. It was not a pleasant job, but it had to be done. And after it was over, I realized another unpleasant job had to be done.
Yeah.
The killing spree was not over yet. She's telling this story on herself. More. She then recounts, Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, a state no one's ever heard of, she then recounts how she killed one of her family goats, a nasty and mean male that had not been castrated, by dragging him to the gravel pit. And afterwards, she realized a nearby construction crew had watched her slaughter both animals before her children were dropped off by the school bus. And Noem talks about a child, her child. Kennedy looked around confused, Noem wrote, describing her daughter's reaction. Hey, where's Cricket?
We brought Cricket to the farm, honey.
No, go look in the quarry. One last line here. Kristi Noem telling the story on herself. I guess if I were a better politician, I wouldn't tell that story here. I wouldn't tell that story anywhere.
You're entirely qualified to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Donald Trump also hates dogs.
And ugly tasks. Difficult, messy, and ugly tasks. You know, I love animals, and I specifically love dogs. And whenever I see misbehaving dogs like this, I usually have one reaction. It's the parents. The difficult, messy, and ugly part would be to properly train the dog, to put the time into the dog. The easy way out is to take him to the quarry and put one behind the ear. That's the easy part. Come on. Terrible.
She is a terrible human being. How can you not love a dog, man? Dogs are the best creatures ever. I like dogs better than I like humans. Except your former dog, Mia, and Barkley. Yeah. I'd send them both out to Christy Noem's house and let her have her way with them. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. I think that should be disqualifying. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying I can't imagine that the
are you
dog
more upset
killing
about the dog or the goat? Is the goat okay?
I'm okay with the goat. Goat is a domestic. A dog, it's the family's pet. The daughter came looking for it when she got off the bus. How terrible could the dog be? The daughter loved it. I bet she doesn't love her mom anymore. Come back, more Devils.
Wow. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Airing the grievances. We'll get to the phones in just a bit. But the Christy Noem, the governor of a state nobody cares about, South Dakota, is that better? Sure, you've heard of it. You just don't care. South Dakota.
I'm sure I've driven through it once or twice, but
going
no one
where?
Likes someone ripping on their where, state. Where? Going west. Go west, young man. So, okay. So, Christy
you didn't
Noem,
stop,
Dougie
did you?
Care.
Maybe for gas or to use the bathroom? They're called the Badlands for a reason, Dom.
Come on, man. How to make friends and influence people, Curdy. Christy Noem's doggy daycare is not going to be a thing. I got it. But you know, I grew up out in the country, man. Up on the farm.
You're going to defend
you know, animals.
This.
I'm just going to say that while I would not have done that. You know, not all dogs are pets, man. There's the farm dogs, you know, that go and help and run around the farm and, you know, round up the cattle or whatnot. There's the farm cats that, you know, are the ratters and take care of the mice and so forth. There's pigs. I mean, pigs are as smart as dogs, maybe smarter. You know, you have a problem with bacon, Crudy? Because I see you eat a lot of bacon, man. If you kill the pig, is that bad? You know what I'm saying? What about octopus? You ever have octopus? Those are smart little animals, too. So while I get it,
cephalopods,
we eat and we kill and eat animals all the time.
Not a 14-month-old puppy because he was too rambunctious.
She was also apparently what snapped at her owner, killed all the neighbor's chickens. Now, granted, I think there's other things you can do. A friend of mine had
keep them out of the neighbor's chicken coop.
Well, good luck until they get loose. Then what? You know what I'm saying? You can make the efforts. Friend of mine had a dog that was one of those. He was a great dog, but with other people, with other dogs, not so great. Ended up having to kind of give it away and found a home for it, literally out on the farm, and you know, pays money, donates to this place that takes in these huskies. Huskies are can be a sensitive breed, let's call them. So he didn't put a bullet in the back of the head. He did what he could to try to give the dog a good life.
There's nothing wrong with rehoming a dog. There's nothing wrong with saying it's too much for our family. It's nothing wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something wrong with killing the dog because you're not willing to properly train it. And I'm not the only one that feels this way, Dom. A little follow-up. And let's not forget, she also wrote, I hated that dog. And her daughter got off the bus looking for the dog. It was the family pet. It wasn't just some random stray they threw kibbles out for. But I read on. The Guardian, which originally reported this story, and she wrote this story on herself, right? This is part of her newly upcoming book.
Her bio. Yeah, vote for me.
The Guardian report led Lincoln Project founder and former GOP campaign consultant. I met him in Milwaukee this summer, last summer, I guess. Now, Dom, Rick Wilson, an avid hunter, to go nuclear on Noem. Christy Noem is trash. decades with hunting and bird dogs, and the number I've killed because they were chicken sharp or had too much prey drive is zero. Puppies need slow exposure to the birds and bird scent. She killed the puppy because she was lazy at training bird dogs, not because it was a bad dog. Not every dog is for the field, but 99.9% of them are trainable or rehomable, which I'm okay with them. You don't have to keep the dog. You just don't murder the dog. A little bit more. Rick Wilson's words. We have one now who is never going to the field, but I didn't kill her. She's sleeping on the couch. He wrote before adding, you down old dogs, hurt dogs, and sick dogs humanely, not by shooting them and tossing them in the gravel pit, unsporting and deliberately cruel. But she wrote this to prove the cruelty is the point. A little bit more here, Dom. Political commentator Bill Kristol, you've heard him, saw ulterior motives about the revelation and pointed out, knowing Donald Trump fears and hates dogs, Kristi Noem revs up her VP campaign by writing about killing her own dog, Cricket, a 14-month-old wire hair pointer. And Jody Dean observed, and this is similar to your observation, Dom, ranch life means sometimes you have to do some really unpleasant things. It does not mean you have to handle them the way Noem did, let alone boast about it. One author pointed out that Kristi Noem doesn't work either. Nobody's put her down.
Nice. 844-967-2789. Crudy, before we get to the Lions, we had our buddy in, William Walter, executive director of Our Wisconsin Revolution, talking about the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. And in the course of that conversation, we started and mentioned the hounds being used to hunt bears. And, of course, state of Wisconsin
wolves.
Will reimburse you. And wolves. It will reimburse you. My tax dollar is going to reimburse your dog if you if that dog gets injured or hurt or killed while in the hunt. You okay with that? I mean, is that something, if people use their hounds to hunt other animals, is that an acceptable use of that animal in your opinion, Crudy?
No. Hell no. Hell to the no. And certainly, it is my understanding the reimbursement levels are like $2,000 to $2,500 per dog. And I don't want to put a price tag, but that seems like a big price on those dogs' lives relative to what you can replace a dog for, you know, which is free if you go, well, you know, $50 and go down to the pound. Now, they might not be the bloodhounds that they prefer to use, but if you're just basically throwing them at bears for sport, who cares what the breed is? But effectively to financially incentivize Wisconsin hunters to use the dogs and to inhumanely have the dogs basically not just tree a bear or something of that sort, but to go chase them, to go put themselves in harm's way. Because left to their own devices, the dog's going to try and corner the bear, and the bear is going to fight for its life. And the dogs, they're going to lose that battle.
But those are dogs that are people's, those are people's pets, right? Working dogs.
Generally, hunting dogs.
Do you make a distinction between a pet or like a cow or a pig? You know what I'm saying? But pigs can be pets. People have those little cute little pigs sometimes. We had the pet parade down on Brady Street. We Harley brought in this little pig with this little outfit. Super cute little thing. I love bacon, and that was a cute little pig. That was somebody's pet. Is it justified to have a family pet and then eat the pet? Because, you know, some of the farmers grew up like especially in the older generations, would have like one family cow, and they kept this cow and they fed this cow, and eventually they'd eat the cow. That's what it was. So I guess I get the shock, and for her point to demonstrate her willingness to take on difficult, messy, and ugly tasks, I mean, I guess, but I'm not so shocked. Because look how we treat animals all the time.
Well, I don't personally treat animals.
You don't like bacon? You don't like beef? You don't like steak?
You know what? I didn't take them down to the quarry and stick a bullet in their freaking head.
So someone else did. Someone else did, man. So come on.
I didn't take Barkley down to the quarry, and that dog's been naughty for 13 years.
But sooner or later, working on my neighbor's farm. I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up on my neighbor's farm. I make that distinction because if you ever grew up on a farm, you can't leave it. as easy as the neighbor, I could come and go as I chose. Growing up on my neighbor's farm, we got this little red calf, and he trained it, you know, took it up to the Seymour County Fair, and, you know, what a ribbon on this thing. It was the sweetest animal. Bright red, beautiful, calm, like a beautiful little animal. And we ended up, you know, milking the cow, and eventually, you know, cows get old, and they what are you going to do? You send them to slaughter. Love this cow. But ultimately, at some point, they had to go. So somebody did something. Maybe it wasn't do it personally, didn't put a bolt in the back of their head, but they went through the process to the slaughterhouse and killed that animal, and eventually someone ate it. Is it better if she ate the dog?
Did she? No, I do think it's better if she was killing the animal for sustenance to feed her family. Yeah, that would be a different thing. If she killed a cow and wrote, you know, sometimes life on the farm is hard. Sometimes you got to kill the family cow because that's what feeds the family. Or that's what puts money in the till that allows us to get bread and butter and whatever else we're feeding the family with, right? Those are all deep. Yeah. Every job has consequences, Dom. But I'm watching the text line, and they're lighting your ass up, and I think it's very merited. You and Christy Noem, what do I see here? In regards to Christy Noem, I hope that she can still be charged with animal cruelty at this point, given her written confession. And Cam from Nina says, is Dom going to try this argument, but with Casey Anthony?
Who's Casey Anthony?
Killed her kid, I believe, Dom.
Oh, yeesh. No, not going to make that argument.
844.
Just asking questions, man. Just asking questions.
Is that what you're doing?
If the animal doesn't have a good personality and you eat it, then it's okay to kill.
If you eat it, that's something different. If it's sustenance, I mean, Joel Clayfish, our good buddy, Republican, former lawmaker, his wife was lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. And Joel has taken us to the gun range, but Joel hunts and trap. Well, I don't know if he traps, but he hunts quite a bit. What's he do? He shoots it, he skins it, and he freaking eats it every time. He's not doing it for the pure sport of stuffing a carcass and putting it on the wall. He's doing it to provide protein for his table. Now, I might go down to the market, but as you pointed out, Dom, somebody killed that animal. The difference being is whether it's hunted for sustenance or whether it's fed to you through some sort of farming process where the cow goes to slaughter. That's different than taking the family dog out there because it was naughty. Somebody else here on the text.
Yeah, but the cows didn't do anything wrong, man.
You don't know that.
Except for number 40. She was a real bitch, that 40. She was the best producer, and she knew it, man. She was just terrible. You come up this cow, she'd kick you.
Wes from Middleton says, my dog would gladly eat chickens given the chance. Thus, she's on a leash, and I don't let her out unattended. She also would probably be worthless as a hunting dog. Love her more than life. Noem, and perhaps Dom, is a terrible human being.
Come on.
That was my I threw in the and perhaps.
Oh, Dom. You did out there. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Another texter says, Noem is just trying to get in front of this story now so it doesn't come out when she's announced as the VP pick. Just trying to get in front of the story. One more texter.
When her daughter comes out and relives the story about Cricket's disappearance.
And I don't know why this confession is so hard for the texter, but someone texted into the WMDX. I never thought I'd admit this. I'm with Crudy on this one. You should be saying that each and every day. And then another texter, Noem, but spelled it like garden gnome. Noem sounds lazy. And it's a dog killer. Yes.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak at least one in. Joe from Madison, you've been waiting the longest. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
No, hello, Joe.
Let's try one. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. I can give you like 90 seconds, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, this is just the tale with Christy Noem is just horrible. I mean that you know my hunting dog you know occasionally gobbles down the pheasant before I can get to it when we're out in the field, but that's just you know that my fault, not the dog's. I mean it is just horrible. I mean it just And I mean, I just can't. She should never have another dog. I mean, that period. I mean, that a dog is your hunting companion, and it's just tragic. You know, her daughter asking where the dog was. I mean, just what did she tell her daughter? Well, I stuck
a bullet in its head. It had it coming. It was a naughty dog.
And you better do your homework, young lady.
You just don't do that. Period.
That would set a tone at the dinner table, wouldn't it?
Oh, good Lord.
Especially if Cricket was sitting on the table with an apple in his mouth. Then it would set a tone.
Well, that would imply they ate Cricket. And I suspect the carcass is still laying there by the dead goat. The fact that she killed the dog and then said, "There's another."
What about the goat, man? Why aren't you so upset at this? As upset about the goat as you're the dog.
Goats can be mean. Dogs have wonderful souls, unless they've been treated badly by a human. Come back, more Devils.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances. Call us 844-967-2789.
Dom, some unexpected love for South Dakota on the text line. Hey, that's my home state.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful state. Don't trash an entire state because
right.
of Nome.
Right.
Another texter on the WAUK line points out, I think Christy Nome's banned from about 3 Indian nations in South Dakota.
Right.
Where was the other one? There was one more about Christy Nome and love for South Dakota. Anyways, there is another South Dakota, either resident or former resident, expat, if you will, that said, you know, I love this state. Don't trash talk South Dakota.
Yeah, man. Come on, Crudy. I mean, what do people say about Wisconsin when Scott Walker was governor? You know, we're not all Scott Walker. Nothing good.
I would point out, we have both residents in the state of South Dakota listening at one time, Dom.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's beautiful there. I will never know. Because Christy Nome is your governor, and I ain't going because she kills dogs. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Come on, Joe. You better be ready this time.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe.
I'm here. I don't know what happened the last time. And I'm, you know, my rant meter is on high, so I really am ready to go. I wanted to comment on the situation with the wolves that was brought up. To remind people that we are the only state in the country that compensates hunters for any maiming or a loss of dogs during bear hunting or if they are lost to wolves. And it's what that does, I think, is it creates a real disincentive for people to be careful, because the DNR will put out maps of where there have been wolves so that you can try to avoid that area. And yet people will just still run their dogs in there because they know that they can get paid, even if the dog is slaughtered by the wolf. And the dog.
So Christy Nome perhaps was a little short-sighted. She could have taken that dog up to the northern woods of Wisconsin, where the wolves are known to have been, and set it loose, achieved her objective, and pocketed a couple grand.
Yes, you know, she was not thinking there, and I think that's very fair to say that Christy Nome was not thinking, not only in this circumstance, but others. I think this, you know, her talking about this so openly in this book is just horrifying and amazing. I mean, she is basically what happened was she had a temper tantrum. This dog was not properly trained. It got away from her. It wasn't on a leash. She tried to call it away from chewing on the neighbor's chickens, and she wasn't successful. Wow. This dog is
had to put it down.
Bird. Yeah. Yeah. She put it in the Christy Nome gravel pit of justice, if you will. And I think the thing that gets so weird to me about it is she could have rehomed this dog. There is a national wire-haired terrier rescue group, and there's one chapter of it located in the state right next to her in Minnesota. These dogs cost between $6,000 to $2,000, sometimes more. So this is not just, you know, a dog that she picked up. Obviously, it was a family dog. Her daughter was asking after it. And it you know, the situation of a dog not having a good fit with people, that occurs with all sorts of people. I would remind folks that President Biden had a problem with the two German shepherds, Commander and Major. Both did not do well in the White House, but he didn't take them.
I think the Secret Service had more of a problem with those dogs than Biden did, Joe.
Yeah, but he didn't shoot them. He didn't take them out to the gravel pit, you know, and he rehomed them. He found homes for them. It's not that hard to do. And the whole issue of training, you know, if you don't have the time for it, man, there are people that will take dogs that have been in bad times. And I would remind people of all of the prisoners across the United States who are involved in programs where they're training dogs that have been outcasts, if you will, and they train them to be lovely family dogs. I know a lovely dog named Charles who went through the Cook County Jail and is just the biggest gentleman you could ever hope to find. So I think the problem is, Christy, and her lack and unwillingness to train that dog. So anyway, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great weekend.
Blame the parents. Blame the parents. I blame the parents.
You know, Donald Trump may have an opportunity to get over his sort of negativity towards dog. Perhaps in jail, in prison, he'll have time to work with dogs more closely. I did verify this. The department shall reimburse claimant the fair market value of dogs killed upon recent sales records for similar animals of hunting dogs or pets killed by the species or wolves, up to a maximum of $2,500 per animal.
$2,500, damn.
Now, up at the lake where we spend some time, I'm going to let Barkley out. Apparently, there's been a bear around. Could be a money-making scheme, damn.
I mean, take them all.
844-967-2789, our pal L.A. Tom. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, I'm doing okay. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We must use our power, register ourselves, and get ready to vote. Big election coming up. Also, she's a dog killer. She's a dog killer. Anyone in South Dakota, please tell us, why would you vote for this dog killer? I'm just so disgusted by it, I can't even tell you. How sickening that makes me that she killed her dog. That's crazy.
She'll make
dogs in jail. Lock her up.
She'll make a fine vice president. She's shown she has the metal to take care of messy business, Tom, don't you think?
Well, I know the word God spelled backwards is dog, so I guess she killed God.
844, appreciate it, Tom. 844-967-2789. A happier, happy hour. I think we're going to move on from this grievance, Dom. You know what I want to do? I want to root for the president, the current, Joe Biden. You know, he's doing some good stuff. He's out there being feisty on the campaign trail. Let's talk about him for a bit. Come back, a happier, happy hour indeed. We love dogs, except for Dom. Does what he has
dogs.
To do.
Everybody knows I love dogs, and I love pigs and bacon, but I love dogs more.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. For dinner? Is that what's for dinner?